It's good to see you all again. Yeah, it's been a while. You look a little different in person than you do online. It's amazing how many back of the heads I actually knew. You know, well, I mean, oh, there's Carl and there's so-and-so, and I did know some of you folks, but your back of the head is okay, but the front of you guys looks a whole lot better. So it's great to be here and worship with you all. Online, it's just not the same. The music is definitely not the same. It's great, but it's not the same. But I think you all know that how blessed you are to have a staff like you have here at ECOB. They are a blessed staff to keep things moving, keep things going, keep us safe. You know, you have a great staff here. Why don't we just give them just a little bit of applause here because of the great job they do. The pastor, too. All you guys are awesome. And I know some of you I worked with you, so I know you're awesome. So. Anyway, before we get into the message, let's have a prayer, and then we'll jump right into it, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and just in our humble being, to be in your presence, to be at the feet of Jesus, God, we just come to you to praise your holy name and just to be in this space to do that. So God, bless everyone here with the love of Jesus. Let them feel his love around them right now and throughout the week and throughout this day. So God, bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, like I said, I'm just going to jump right in here and get us rolling. We're going to start right at today's Bible verse, okay? And it's leaving a right for the Leaving a Legacy message. And I don't know, I'm still trying to gather myself after worship, the music set. I'm glad, I won't say too much because I'll go back into where I was, but that music set, right, I'm glad I didn't have to come on with the grandpa story, you know, because I would have been blubbering all over it. But that was quite an awesome set, and I'm still trying to come back from that, so just bear with me. The leaving a legacy message that we're going to be having today. God put on my heart, and it's from Leviticus 19, verse 32. You are to stand in respect of older people in your community. You must fear your God. I am the Eternal One. This came from the Voice translation. Some of you may have not heard that before, but the Voice translation was given to me by my cousin, who wanted me to use it during her mother's funeral service, and I did that as well. But it's a beautiful, another beautiful translation of the Bible that you may want to put into your arsenal of Bible translations as well. But this Bible verse, pulling from this verse is the word respect. Hang on to that for a minute. Respect is one of those items you need in your legacy toolbox when you're building your very own legacy. It is a word that crosses generational divide. It is a word that feels good at any age, doesn't it? You don't have to be old. You don't have to be young. You don't have to be middle age. That fits everyone. Respect. Now, today's message is a reminder to us all not to start at the beginning before we look at where we want to eventually end with our legacy. Now, to make that a little clearer, the example of the church project here. That didn't just start by knocking out walls and then taking a look to where we want to go. It started out with a vision. And then it started out with planning. And then it started out with everything. Everybody looking to the finished product, as you see, is almost here today. Same way with your legacy. Don't jump in before you look to where you want to go. This can happen at any age. Michelle mentioned that. What do you want to do with your life? That's a question you got to ask yourself. What do you want to do with your life? It's yours. What do you want to do with it? A legacy is built over a lifetime. You need to live it before you can leave it. Many of us here today are our third and fourth generation. I mean the first quarters of life. You know, we're 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, maybe even 100. I don't know. But we're in the third and fourth quarters of life. Life looks a little different than when you get in those quarters. I know. I'm not mentioning this to make you feel old or depressed, no way, but just to put things into perspective. Our lives are lived to make a difference. We have the scars to show for it and a wealth of knowledge to share as well. You see, we senior in the senior generation, we loved, we lost, we won, we live life to the fullest and continue to do so. We are as relevant today, and in some cases, even more so, as we were yesterday. However, for me, my back is not quite what it used to be, okay? And for some reason, my car keys and my wallet keep moving on me. But overall, I'm as sharp as a tack, and so are the other ones in my generation. You see, our legacy is still being refined and molded by the hands of God, regardless of our age. Question for you is, how do you want to be remembered? By your family, your friends, community, church? How do you want to be remembered? I know there are a few of you who possibly think, I don't care. I'll be dead anyway. Hey, that's true. But I think everyone cares. Everybody wants to be relevant and loved in this life. We want to be noticed for who we are and whose we are. We want to leave our footprints for others to follow. Back in 2000, the Epcot Center at Disney World, some of you may have been there, had a new feature back in 2000. As you first walk in, there were these giant slabs, as you see, of black granite all over the place. Tons and tons of black granite. A big sign that says, "Leave your legacy." For a certain fee, they would take your picture and photochemically transfer it to these granite rocks so that for all time, your picture would be on a granite stone. And hundreds, if not thousands, of people have put their little tiny face on these granite stones. Maybe you have done so as well. Why did it do that? Why did it do that? Why did I, as a kid, scratch my name in wet concrete and put the date in it too? I did. Why did I carve my initials in the bark of a tree? I was always carving something. I did. I'm not telling you kids to go do that now, or adults. That's what we did back in those days. But why did I do that? Why do we do that? Because down deep inside, everybody wants to leave a legacy. Everybody wants to feel like their life counts, their life matters, that we have left our mark somewhere as we pass through this life. We don't want to be forgotten or placed on a shelf. This is how the senior generation feels at times. But sometimes we, and I say we, me, place ourselves on the shelf prematurely and need to be dusted off as well. You see, there is no time for idleness of faith at any age. Our legacy continues to be written until we hand off the baton to the next generation, when Jesus calls us home to glory. Now back to Epcot. Unfortunately, if you're one of those folks who had your picture on those slabs, they're removing them. It's time to change things at Epcot. The slabs are removed or are being removed, and a new entrance will be in their place. Their names and faces are now in storage. All those names that will be there for all of time are gone. The concrete I scratched my name into has long been replaced. And the tree with my initials has met Mr. Chainsaw. They're all gone. All that tangible stuff, gone. You see, our legacy must be written on the hearts of those we love. Those folks we share life with daily, using the fruit of the Spirit as our mantra. Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and you can see it on the screen, have these words for us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. This is how we leave these valuable footprints on the hearts, minds, and souls of the generations to come. I have mentioned this at many funerals I officiated over the years. I remind family and friends, even though their loved one has gone home to glory, you still have those memories, the smiles of the loved ones, the laugh you recognize, the wise words spoken, and instantly, you feel the love you experienced with them. You see, a legacy built with Jesus is everlasting. Everlasting. You see, we are to have a part, we all have a part to play in this life to keep the story of Jesus alive by living our lives for Him so others will know Him. I have a slide up here about grandparents, and I'll tell you a little bit about this slide, if I may. It's very close to my heart, and a legacy being left. There is myself holding a cupcake, which they were very good, and we made together as a family, Joanne and my lovely granddaughters, Julia and Maddie, are in that picture with us. In the middle picture there is my little buddy, Rhett. It's Jesse and Bridget's little boy and my grandson. He's a real good buddy of mine. Up in the corner is my COVID haircut, along with Emily. Little Emily there. That hair was really horrendous. Mine. going back to my youth. And in the lower corner there, it has all of us there together at our beach vacation this summer, and all of them are there, Rhett, Julia, Maddie, and Emily. So grandparents, you got a lot to do, a legacy to leave for these folks, but I've been having a great time just sharing memories and making those legacies of love with them as well. So parents, with your children, you got the same thing going. Grandparents with your grandkids, as I said, and your children too. And great-grandparents, if there's any in here, you're not done yet. You're still in this too. The legacy continues to be written. It does not stop there. Okay, no one's left out here, okay? I'm talking about family, but everyone here today, whether you have children of your own or not, are all influencers of another's life. The things you do, the things you say, people are taking them in. No matter what your age or your status in life, your legacy is already being written. It's how we live our daily lives. Are we following those two greatest commandments that Jesus gave us? You know, in Mark 22, verse 30 through 31, right there on the screen. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Listen, if we can embrace these two commandments, follow the fruit of the Spirit, Everything else should fall into place, right? Everything should. In today's world, things are getting a bit dicey. With COVID-19 virus and all that goes with it, the schools reopening, and if that's not enough, we have the elections thrown in there too. Wow. It's a great time to roll these two commandments out again and refresh our memories. You see, these commandments reinforce our lives in staying grounded in the Word and not the world. They are the legacy building blocks and are at the very foundation of our own story. Sitting right on top of these is our character, our conviction, our caring and love, and our respect that we touched on earlier. I want to take a brief look at a few legacies that have already been written, good and bad. You know, it can go either way, right? It's up to you which way your legacy rolls. Mother Teresa, a nun and missionary, was known in the Catholic Church as Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Now, here is a saint who left her legacy of love and compassion for the world and on the hearts of those she helped in deplorable conditions. Her loving but tough character gave her the qualities of Jesus that she needed and used in the most loving way to bring a ray of sunshine into the slums of Calcutta. Her conviction was to give her entire life to helping the poor in Calcutta and later throughout the world, sharing the love of Jesus with even the least of them. Mother Teresa was willing to give her life to save a life. She was a remarkable woman and awarded a Nobel Prize for her humanitarian efforts in 1979. I encourage you to discover on your own her legacy of love for the world. Now, like I said, legacies can shake out in negative ways as well. It is what we choose to do with our lives that shape our legacy. The person we choose to be and the path we choose to follow makes all the difference in the world. Take Jesse James, for instance. Yes, Jesse James. Why Jesse James? And I'm not talking about the wrestler. He is the first person who popped into my head when I was getting ready to do this message. So I ran with it. You see, Jesse James, his brother Frank, and some others made up the James Gang of the old American Wild West. Jesse was a leader of a notorious gang, infamous for their train and bank and stagecoach robberies and taking the lives of many. Ironically, his father was a Baptist minister, but little of that seemed to transfer to his children. You see, Jesse's ruthless and careless acts of mayhem and destruction were hallmarks of his legacy he left behind for the history books of time. Quite a contrast in legacies, right? One built on love and another on fear. However, I don't want to leave you there. There's one more legacy I would like to touch on before we wrap up today's message. And it's the model that we can all follow. And it's the legacy of Jesus. From 1 Peter 2, verse 21, it reminds us, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." Jesus is our example, keeping this legacy always before us. He lived his life as a humble human serving mankind, a humble man with a divine spirit and a love for humanity unsurpassed by anyone, a character of perfection and the conviction to give his life to save ours and to take all of our sins onto himself. Man, Jesus leaves us with the legacy of forgiveness, kindness, sincere humbleness, and perfect love. If we could embody even a portion of these in our own legacy, what a difference it would make in our families, churches, communities, and the world. Jesus has filled our legacy toolbox with every tool necessary to write our legacy of love, honor, and respect that will touch the lives of generations today and generations to come. But we need to remember that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. You see, our legacy must be written on the hearts of those we love and strangers too. Even the ones we don't love so much. We need to do what Jesus did. Show love to them as well. Using the fruit of the Spirit as our mantra. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandments greater than these. Leaving a legacy. Some of us are already got a jump on this, and others are just getting started. But remember to not rush into the beginning before we look at where we want to eventually end. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go through this day, let us remember the perfect love that comes from you. The legacy that you have left behind for all of us, God, we just ask your blessing upon it now. That we can feel it and use it in our lives, that we can instill in others the love we have of Jesus into them through our living. So God bless them all in Jesus' name. Amen.